This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders told supporters he wished he could give them better news as he suspends his campaign for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination. This announcement from the one-time frontrunner via video. The senator dropping out of the race clears the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to accept the nomination and take on President Donald Trump in the November election. Sanders used strong polling and solid fundraising collected almost entirely from small donations made online to quiet early doubters of his campaign. The head of the World Health Organization defends his agency's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing Wednesday COVID-19 should not be used for political points. This comes in response to President Trump's criticism and suggestion that Washington could review funding. Earlier in the day, the WHO denied the body is China-centric and said this is not the time to cut funding. President Trump said Tuesday he would put contributions on hold for the WHO, blaming the United Nations humanitarian entity of missing the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic and favoring China. The U.S. Federal Reserve said Wednesday the uncertainty surrounding the duration and severity of the coronavirus pandemic creates major downside risks to the U.S. economy. In minutes from an emerging meeting, the Fed said the shutdowns imposed to contain the virus create hardships for businesses and households. It shouldn't have the long-lasting impact that was seen in the wake of the global financial crisis of 2008. A presidential official told AFP France will extend its lockdown in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This is VOA News. President